Welcome back to Such Fun Read. I've been trying to read the books that are on my physical TBR. I even made myself a TBR jar. I put all my unread books in there on a piece of paper for me to pull from. Color-coded them and everything per genre. It's a pretty big TBR jar, but we don't need to talk about the number of books. Less than I could judge you, okay? I do, however, want to talk about the books that I've been reading for the last couple months. I've definitely been more in a reading mood lately than I was earlier this year, so I definitely want to talk about these books. And I'll give them a bit of a rating. So the rating system I use was created by the Book Roast. I did tweak it a bit to fit my liking. Now, let's just get into the books. So when it comes to the fall season, are Gilmore Girls and Pumpkin Spice Lattes in your rotation? I read Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice at the beginning of October. It is a young adult contemporary, and I picked it up because it was advertised as, if you like Gilmore Girls, read this. There are some similarities. It has the small town aspect, mother-daughter relationship, mother owns a business, and coffee is everywhere, I promise. It was cute. It was something to read during the fall. Could I have just rewatched an episode of Gilmore Girls that led to me binging at least 7 instead? Probably. There was a time where I was reading, I did start to imagine cartoon characters or anime characters as these characters in the book, and it worked better for me as a story for some reason. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone else, but it made all the sense to me at the time. Now, for my rating, for character, I gave a 6. I felt like the side characters weren't developed enough. Her friends, they felt a bit bland. The atmosphere / setting, I gave a 7. It did feel kind of like fall. The writing, I gave a 7. The plot, I gave a 6. Intrigue, I gave a 5. Logic, 6. Relationships, 7. I liked the mother-daughter relationship. The potential relationship with the faux Starbucks coffee guy, I can't think of his name right now, but that relationship, it was fine too. And engagement, I gave a 6. So this book gets a 3.5 stars. So the main character in the last book didn't like the boy that would end up becoming her possible love interest, mostly because their families had rival coffee shops. I think she would have put a hex on him if she could have, probably. Just like the characters did in the next book I read, the main character in the X-Hex put a curse on the man who broke her heart. Listen, ladies and gents, let us not put curses on people. You may piss off ghosts and have issues with ley lines, which may ruin the town you live in. And maybe just moving on will be healthier. I'm just saying. This was another cute read, and it was a lot of fun to read during October. I would categorize this one as a paranormal romantic comedy. I believe there is a sequel that's already out, and I think I'm going to have to read that. But I do think it's set around Halloween, so I may wait until next year. So my ratings for character is 8. I do remember enjoying the characters in this book. Atmosphere, setting, I would give an 8 as well. Writing, a 7. Plot, a 6. Intrigue, a 6. Logic, 7. Relationship, 7. Engagement, 7. This one also gets 3.5 stars. The next book I read did surprise me, but I wouldn't say it surprised me in a good way. Finley Donovan is Killing It was not at all what I expected. It is an adult mystery. I honestly don't know exactly what I expected from it, but I felt like it wasn't what I read. I may have gone into it with too high expectations. I did empathize with the main character early on, a single mother who had to deal with her pain in the neck baby daddy and his wife or fiance, whatever she was. She was not nice. And then she gets mistaken for a contract killer, but the book kind of lost me. I stopped empathizing with the main character at some point. It was honestly just waiting for her to be put in jail. There is a cliffhanger at the end. I'm curious, but I don't think I'm curious enough to continue on in the series, at least not anytime soon. So as for my ratings, character, I give a 6. Atmosphere setting, I give a 7. Writing, a 6. Plot, a 5. Intrigue, a 6. Logic, a 5. Relationships, a 4. I didn't really like any of the relationships in the book. And then engagement, a 5. And this one gets 3 stars. Speaking of coffee and killings, how about some blood instead? I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was just segueing here. I read Immortal Dark, and I really enjoyed this one. It is a young adult fantasy. Our main character is looking for her sister, and she believes that sister was taken by a vampire, the same vampire that is bound to her family. There is also a university where she begins to attend that has vampires and humans interacting every day, and she must live with that vampire that she thinks pretty much stole her sister. She must live with him in her family home for a year to figure out what happened to her sister. There are morally gray characters, a slow burn enemy to lover storyline, and when I say enemies, I mean enemies. They hate each other. They would like each other to die. Like, for real. They would be okay if either of them died. At least they start out that way. This is a series I will definitely be continuing. So for my ratings, character, I give it 8. Atmosphere setting, I give an 8. Writing, I give an 8. Plot, I give an 8. Intrigue, I give an 8. Logic, I give a 7. The time throughout this book was a bit confusing. I didn't know how much time had passed and was a bit confused when I found out. Relationships, I gave a 9, and engagement, I gave an 8. And this one gets 4 stars. For some reason, I almost forgot I read the next book. But honestly, I really don't know how I could have even forgotten. I read Ice Planet Barbarians. I started pulling books from my TBR jar at this point, and of course, this is the one I got. I've had the first 2 books of this series on my shelf for a few years now, and I finally ended up reading the first one. Women are getting kidnapped by aliens and then crashing on a different alien planet and possibly becoming mates with those aliens. The ones on the different alien planet, not the ones that kidnapped them. Just wanted to differentiate that. This book was definitely not something that I would normally pick up. I don't know if this is a series that I want to continue, but I do own the second book, so I might as well read that one, right? Maybe. We'll see. This book was definitely an experience. I mean, the way our main character was greeted by the alien was a way to greet someone, I guess. It was not a way that I think I would ever read someone greeting someone. So, there's that. For my ratings, character, I give a 6. Atmosphere setting, 6. Writing, 6. Plot, 5. Intrigue, 5. Logic, 5. Relationship, 6. Engagement, 5. And this book gets 3 stars. So, after reading that one, I picked up The Black Witch. This one was another ride, and in a different way. And I am still trying to figure out how to talk about this book. I feel like I could talk about this book for quite a while. But I also don't want to talk about this book because I don't think I want to market it. This is a young adult fantasy. There is a university. There are different races of magical people / creatures that attend this university. There is also a lot of prejudice. And honestly, reading this book during election week this year was a choice that I made. I do not believe I'm going to continue with this series. And for my ratings, characters, I give a 3. Everyone honestly felt younger than they were supposed to be, especially the bullies. Actually, when you come to think of it, a lot of the characters were bullies. I mean, the main character was pretty much a bully. So there's that. Atmosphere setting, 3. Writing, I give it a 5. Plot, 4. Intrigue, 4. Logic, 3. Relationships, 3. Engagement, 4. This one gets 2.5 stars. Let's move on to the next book I pull from my TBR jar before I think about that one anymore right now. Snow Like Ashes. I was surprised by this one in a good way. It is a young adult fantasy that came out in the early 2010s. I really wish I had read this back then. The world has different kingdoms, the kingdoms of the seasons and the kingdoms of the rhythms. And our main character is from Winter, and her kingdom was actually conquered. So a few of her people are trying to find a way to bring their kingdom back. There's political maneuvering, there's possible betrothals, there's a war. I thought I knew where this book was going, but it went a different way, and I'm very happy it did. I'm really doing my best to stop myself from just going out and buying the rest of the series. I want to get through a few more series, at least 10, maybe even the ones I mentioned from yesterday's episode. But I want to get through a few more before I get the rest of the books in the series. We'll honestly see how long that lasts. For my ratings, character, 8. Atmosphere setting, 7. Writing, 8. Plot, 7. Intrigue, 7. Logic, 7. Relationships, 7. Engagement, 7. This book gets 4 stars. And the last book I finished was Kingdom of the Wicked. This book is the first book in a trilogy. We follow Amelia, who is a twin, and she comes from a family of witches, and they secretly live amongst humans. Then her twin sister is brutally murdered, and she is determined to find the person who did it. She ends up summoning a prince of hell, and he kind of assists her in finding the culprit. This was another enjoyable read. I was kind of surprised how much I liked it. I don't know why that was so surprising to me. Maybe because it's been on my shelf for a while. It's been on my shelf since, I believe, 2020. And it is also another book where I am stopping myself from getting the next book in the series just yet. Now for my ratings. Character, 7. Atmosphere/setting, I gave a 6. The world in this book felt cramped a bit. Maybe that was on purpose. I don't know. Hopefully it opens up in the next one. Writing, a 7. Plot, a 7. Intrigue, a 7. Logic, a 7. Relationships, a 7. And engagement, an 8. And this book I gave 3.5 stars. Okay, so those are the books that I have been reading. And I'm curious what your favorite read has been in the last couple months. Just let me know. Immortal Dark and Snow Like Ashes were my favorites from these reads. Now, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss new episodes, and we'll speak soon.